And your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM WMIE.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Tuesday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program. My name's Bob Arthurs. You've tuned into the Refresh Radio program, a ministry of Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. We're a church that is blessed to be a blessing, to be a blessing to God, to be a blessing to our family, to be a blessing to the church, and to be a blessing to the community spiritually, relationally, however we can be a blessing. That is what we try to do. Would like to say thank you today to the folks at Treasure Your Landscape. Treasure Your Landscape, Dan and Treasure and Heaven and their team, they are a real blessing to Brevard County. They do amazing, amazing work. But more than that, they love Jesus, and we are grateful for all they do for the body of Christ here in Brevard County. They have a skill set in landscaping that they've been utilizing for over 20 years. They have a full array of products that can change your outdoor space. They can install premium artificial turf, carefully designed putting greens. They can put in paver stones, install and manage drains and downspouts. They introduced me to a product I didn't even know was out there, helped alleviate some of our water pooling issues. Very thankful about that. They have landscape lighting, water features, landscape repair. They do the designing, the planting, the maintaining. Their goal is to transform your outdoor area into a space your family will treasure. Their phone number is 321-749-1432. If you would like to see some of those things that they have available, they also have Space Coast Nursery, and they have a small putting green that they have up there that you could take a look at, or you could come to Merritt Assembly of God. We have one of them at our church as well. Space Coast Nursery is 3880 North Courtney Parkway. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. They are on the east side of Courtney, right across from the Sunset Lakes subdivision, if I'm not mistaken. Their phone number there at the nursery is 321-452-5565. If you're looking to change your outdoor area into a place you can spend a lot of hours looking at the stars and counting them and reminding yourself about the faithfulness of God, they can make your outdoor area something that you will treasure and you will want to enjoy all year long. We thank them for being friends of the Refresh Radio program, and myself. Dan, you guys are a blessing, and we thank God for you. Today we're going to go back to Psalm 139. We're going to be at the very end of the psalm today. There's two verses, and where we have spent a number of programs talking about things that we can praise God for, about how he's created us and how much he thinks about us. Verse number 23 and 24 is David's invitation to God, and David gives God full access to his life. Here a couple of weeks ago, I don't remember exactly which one it was, but I was trying to log into an account, and I knew all of the information, but somehow the technology was not cooperating with me that day. And finally, I just had to figure out a different way to enter the correct information. The information I'd put in was correct. It was just having a glitch that day or something. And so I was finally able to get access to things I was trying to get access to. I want to encourage all of us during this Christmas season to grant full access to God. Every area of our life. Through the years, I've had a lot of conversations with a lot of believers, and there's a lot of things that are out there that just don't line up with the Word of God. And there are people who try and live compartmentalized lives so that they have their relationship with God on Sunday morning or whatever particular evening they're choosing to worship, and God gets that sliver of their life, but his access is restricted to not impacting relationships or finances or time or priorities or any of that sort of stuff. And God gets that 1 hour, hour and a half, and that's all of the access that he's given. And so there are people who have strongholds in their life, and God wants to set them free, but he's not granted access. That there are blessings that God wants to provide in other areas of our life besides our Sunday morning experience, and we restrict his access. My challenge to you as we look at this passage here today is to allow God full access to our lives, because it's going to make a huge difference in us. So here's what verse 23 and 24 of Psalm 139 says. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. The King James Version there says thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So there are some requests that David makes of God here. And the first one is, God, I want you to search me. I don't know if you have ever had one of those situations where you were looking for something and you couldn't find it. And a person with a fresh set of eyes came in and they found it almost instantaneously right in the area that you were looking for it. You couldn't find it because you were looking right at it. I've had that happen before. I've also been on the other side of that, where I came along and joined in a search for something and didn't know what it was they were looking for specifically, but then all of a sudden they made a reference, and I said, I'm gonna stop looking for the object, and I'm gonna start looking for the container that they described. And when I stopped looking for the object, and I started looking for the container, I found exactly what they were looking for. Well, the truth of the matter is this: God knows us better than we know us. And David here sends out the full access password to God and says, God, I want you to search me. I mean, if you were to look at the passages before this, verses 19 through 22, these are kind of hostile, so prepare yourself for the reality of David's thoughts here. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men. They speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. So David had some pretty strong attitudes towards the people who were his enemies. But here in verse 23, he's not addressing the nature of the enemies. He's addressing the nature of himself. And he said, God, I need you to search me. I need you to examine me thoroughly, inside and out. This is a very thorough search. It's a lot more invasive than just searching for a thing. One of the things I wrote down here is we're asking for God to search for what is right inside of us. I'm going to say that again. Give God access to your life so he can find the things that are right with us. You say, well, that's kind of an unusual thing for a pastor to say. Most of the time we're pointing out things that are wrong. A lot of times there is a lot more right than there is wrong. Now, God knows us very, very well. He knows the number of hairs on your head. He knows the true weight on the scale. He knows the real color of the hairs on your head. And he knows the things that you think and the things that you have need of. God knows you better than you know yourself. Many times, like I shared on yesterday's program, many times we think about ourselves as completely and totally inadequate when there are some areas that God wants to improve, but there's a lot of areas where God has already done amazing work. So thank God for the amazing work that he has already done. So you might start and say, God, would you search me? Would you remind me of the things that are right? Now, listen, if that list does not start off with Jesus being the Lord of your life, you need to redo the list, because only the reality of Jesus living inside of me gives me any kind of spiritual hope at all. So, if you don't have that yet, then thank God that you still have breath in your lungs so that you can right now, you don't even have to wait to the end of this program. You can say, Jesus, would you forgive me of my sins, of all of my failures and all of my missteps and missing the mark? God, I want to come to you and I want to surrender to you. I want my first right decision to be making you the Lord of my life. And if you've got that right, if you've got that relationship with God right, then you have an entirely new destination. It's not just a new action that you've taken. It's a new relationship that you've begun, one with Emmanuel, God with us, who will lead us and guide us and never forsake us. He's also searching for the things that need to be dealt with. Now, I'm pretty transparent. How do I want to say this? I'm transparent, but I'm very careful in the way that I say things, because we live in a real world. I don't want to gross you out or anything like that. But there are sometimes things that need to be dealt with. I am the type of person that I want to solve the problem. If there's a problem, I want to identify the problem. I want to fix the problem. And so what I have found over the last few years is that with the additional birthday candles on my birthday cake have come with some trips to the doctor where there were things and they said, we need to fix this. And I could argue with them. I said, I feel fine. I don't feel like there's anything wrong with me. And the doctor looks at the report and says, well, what you feel is irrelevant. This doesn't tell that same story. And so at that point in time, I had to make a decision. Am I going to go by my feelings, or am I going to go what the blood said? And I chose to go with the blood. And so I, once the doctor had told me what was wrong, then I had to figure out what the source of that problem was. Come to find out, it was I was exercising too much. Specifically, my right arm, because that was the one that I used to hold the fork and the spoon and the knife so that I can put more food in my mouth than what I was supposed to. Actually, it wasn't that I was putting too much food in my mouth. It was that I was putting the wrong type of food in my mouth. And so I would have never known that had I been left to my feelings. But when the doctor said, we got to get that under control or we're going to have to put you on medication, I didn't like that possibility. So I said, let's see what happens in 3 months. And I'm glad to tell you now that over a year later, that number is in the normal range. We can't just bury our head in the sand when it comes to the reality of our existence, the reality of our health, the reality of our finances, the reality of our relationships. We have to be very honest in assessing where those situations are. And the best way to do that is to ask God to search us thoroughly. And so we can't make excuse for sin. We need to ask him to search for what he wants to remove. And what he wants to remove, or what he needs to remove, is anything that is not like Christ or not Christ-like. It needs to go, so that when people see us and see our behavior and they listen to the way that we speak, that it reminds them that there is a heart that has been touched by Jesus, so that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks the way that Jesus would speak. Can I tell you what God found when he was searching David? He didn't find David a perfect person. But when God was searching, he said he had found David to be a man after his own heart. I pray that this Christmas, that when, if anyone asks you, what do you want for Christmas? Say, I want the heart of God. I want the heart of God. God, search me thoroughly. The second part of verse number 23 is a similar word. You won't like it, though. It says, try me. This is an invitation for God to test David, to investigate, to see if there was anything that was maybe concealed or hidden or buried. And he says, God, I want you to prove me. I remember when I worked in a manufacturing plant, that one of the things that I was required to do was periodically I had to check. I was a saw operator. I was a pipe threader. It was a messy, messy job. Clothes that you wore to work, you would never wear anyplace else, because it was really, really messy. But what I had to do was I had to test the things that I cut to make sure that they were cut at the right dimension. When I was threading pipe, I had to check to make sure that the pipe was threaded appropriately. In other words, there was a little device that I had to put on there and make sure that the threads were not too shallow and they weren't too deep. They were, you know, Goldilocks. They were just right. here's the thing with people is we do not like the testing process. Now, I will tell you this. God sets us up to succeed. Where the devil sets people up to fail, God sets us up to succeed. If he sets us up in a test situation, it's not because he doesn't know how the test is going to come. It's that he wants us to know. And so praise God for every test that you've passed. He doesn't want us just looking the part, but he wants us to be equipped in such a way that we can function the way God knows we can function, and he created us to function. Through my years of pastoring, I've heard a lot of people talk the talk of a believer. There's one particular person we tried to help years ago. Out of all of the people that I've ever met, this man could quote the Bible better than anyone. I know ministers who can quote the Bible very well. There's a man, very gifted brother in Christ. He can quote scripture wonderfully. But the guy I'm talking about could quote even more. The problem wasn't that the gentleman was unfamiliar with the word. He knew how to talk it, but he was not very good at walking the walk. And as much as we tried to help him, when I confronted him with an area of his life and did so in love, I really did. I wasn't trying to blast him or anything like that. He didn't like that because I shared with him what the scripture had to say about his actions. And that was the last time I ever saw him. What I'm looking for at Merit Assembly of God is people who can walk the walk. It's a real joy for us. We have over the past several months had our daughter and son-in-law and their family living with us. They've been trying to sell a house in their previous city, and that hasn't happened. But what has happened is we have got to be eyewitnesses to one of our grandchildren learning to walk. And that process moved very, very quickly. And once he learned to walk, it wasn't long until he learned to walk faster. And I walked across the room, and it's not a small room. It's not the biggest house in the world or anything like that, but it meets our needs. And he was almost walking at the same pace I was, and I was trying to hurry and get there so that I could shut the door, because there's parts of the house he's not supposed to go into, and he was almost all the way there. And I was like, dude, you have learned to walk fast really quickly. And then his mother sent a video to us, and there's this styrofoam cooler that we had in the house, and my wife was using it to transport groceries, and it doesn't weigh a lot, but it's a pretty good size cooler. It's got a handle on it and things like that. And his mother sent a picture of him walking, carrying that thing like he was the boss of it. I mean, he didn't need to set it down to rest or anything like that. He was learning to walk. You see, he was watching what everybody in the house was doing. And so he watched his dad get up on the treadmill And so he said, I guess we're supposed to walk up on the treadmill. And so he just goes over and steps up on the incline and walks all the way up and then steps off just the way that dad does. And I'm sitting there and I'm ready to jump up at a moment's notice to try and catch him if he fell. But he says, no, I've been watching my dad. He now not can't talk yet. But this is the message. I've been watching my dad walk, and I want to walk where he walks, and I want to walk how he walks. And so every day is a test for him. Every day is a new victory. Every day is a new challenge. I pray that all of us are learning to walk like Jesus, where we're not just being superficial, but we pass the test for being obedient to loving the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving our neighbor as ourselves, that we are passing the test when it comes to the Great Commission of taking the gospel into all the world and making disciples of all nations, that God is able to prove us in our obedience and prove us in our fruit of the Spirit, that he would prove us and test us and try us, so that when people come into the house of God this Christmas season, when people come into the church, that they will not find just a business or just an entertainment factor, but instead they will find that the house of God is filled with the God of the house, that the presence of God is there, that when people who are spiritually hungry come into the house of God, that they will find that there is bread in the house of God. And so all of us today, I hope that you are not doing like we did in school, where the teacher stands up and says, today there's a pop quiz. For believers, every day is a pop quiz. There's new opportunities. When we were students, the teacher said, there's a pop quiz today. Everybody went, oh no. Because it wasn't scheduled by us, and we didn't know what was going to be on the test. But somehow we survived, and miraculously I passed some of those pop quizzes and tests. But I pray today that we can embrace the God who loves us and say, God, search me thoroughly. God, test me and try me. See if there's anything in me that is not of you. God, I want to shine forth the likeness of Christ. I want people, when they look at me, to see a reflection of you. I pray that all of us will be like David and say, search me, O God, and try me. We'll see you next time here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Thank you.